You know, you'll get answers if you'll worship Him.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says when the earth praised, it gave increase. When the people praised, the earth gave increase. What's it saying? Answers, help, deliverance, blessing, prosperity, protection. All the good things happen when praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, you can go to John 16, verse 23. It's been a while since we've been here on a Wednesday to go with the second part of what we want to talk about, the name of Jesus. Praise God. John 16 and verse 23. I was so blessed, you know, out of the... I don't mean to embarrass you, Joey. Joey's like, what, why did he say my name? But I was worshiping, and I looked out, and I saw someone with their arms wide open, and I saw Joey worship, and I looked at all the kids in here, and they just all had their hands up praising Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, parents, guardians, I'm telling you, you raise these kids in the Word, they're not going to experience things other kids do. Amen. Teach them the ways of God. And I do encourage you to be worshiping with them at home, be praying with them at home. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because they need to learn it there. So, hallelujah. So we're blessed. We have good kids around here. Father, thank you so much for all that you've done, for all that you've given, for all that you will do. We're here to receive from you. Now, Father, people came out in the snow and snowstorm on the way, and people came from a snowstorm. Father, they're hungry to hear from you. So, Father, bless them. Make the trip worthwhile tonight. Speak to them. Take them to a new level. Father, all it takes is one service to change the course and the destiny of our lives and to get us back on track. And so, Father, we come with expectations here tonight of all that you can do for us. Because we're in the room with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And Jesus, we see in your word that when you were present in a place, things did not stay the same. Increase was available. Help was available. And so we come in expectation that you love us just as much as you love the people in the Word. And so, Father, we thank you. We'll walk out of here different. We'll walk out of here changed. Boldness and utterance will be the flow of the preaching tonight. Speaking as the oracles of God will be the flow of the preaching tonight. And, Lord, we'll walk out of here changed. And we'll give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. John 16 and verse 23 says this, "And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto, up until now," verse 24 says, "you have asked nothing in my name. Ask in his name, and you shall receive that your joy may be full." And when we looked at this portion of Scripture, we were talking about the desires of our heart and our joy being full. And really, if you go to verse 23, it says, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in Jesus' name." And so it could be your joys being full. It could be your needs being met. It could be whatever you need for your specific life, you know. He says, "Ask the Father in my name." And so we started to look that Jesus said, "It's in my name that you have to ask it." And we saw something about when he said to use my name. He said, if you'll use my name, this will work for you. And what the Bible is really saying is that Jesus gave us the legal authority to use his name. But if you don't really know much about the usage of a name and what importance that is, it won't really mean much to you. You know, a lot of people are finishing, you know, why do we say, he said, "In that day, ask me nothing." So when we pray, we don't pray to Jesus. But when you're praying for a need or a desire or a want, whatever it is, you know, a promise in the Word of God, and you're releasing your faith for it, how do you finish that prayer, that statement? You say, "In the name of Jesus." Well, a lot of people are doing that and saying that because we know that's the right thing to do. Jesus said that we pray that way, but there's a reason why we do that. Because he's the mediator, the Bible says, between God and man. He's the one that stands between us and the Father. And when we pray, he takes that prayer, and when we seal it in the name of Jesus, he gets it done for us. Praise God. But a lot of people just say that at the end of the prayers out of a religious idea, repetition, that's just what we've been taught to do, but we don't understand that the name is what brings the increase. It's the power that the name holds that brings the increase. Amen? It's not our asking, it's that we ask in the name because we're doing it on His behalf. And a better way for you to understand that is that Jesus gave us the legal authority to use His name. And I read a passage from E.W. Kenyon's book. And this is the name of Jesus. And this is what he said concerning this. And this will help you a little bit more. Because if you get a revelation on this, and you're believing for healing, or even when you come up in a healing line, and you hear Pastor lay his hands on you, see him lay his hands on you, and hear him say, in the name of Jesus. You see, when I say that, I know there's so much power behind that name. Amen. Amen? But a lot of times, people are just saying in the name of Jesus, and they're not doing it with a power idea or a seal the deal idea. They're doing it with that's how you end a prayer idea. And it's, the name is so much more than that. And this is only the best way I can explain it is what E.W. Kenyon said. He said, several years ago, I was holding meetings in a city in Tennessee, and one afternoon while giving an address on the name of Jesus, a lawyer interrupted me asking, do you mean to say that Jesus gave us the power of attorney, the legal right to use His name? Kenyon said to him, brother, you're a lawyer. I'm a layman. You tell me, did Jesus give us power of attorney? He said, if language means anything, then Jesus gave to the church the power of eternity. Because remember, he said, whatever you ask in my name, you'll get it. Then I asked him, what is the value of having power of attorney? He answered, it depends how much there is back of it, how much authority, how much power this name represents. So when it comes to this, when Jesus said, in my name, we have to know, to get the full value of the name, what's backing the name. Because I believe, too, if we would find out what's backing the name, we might do a little more asking. We might do a little more asking with a little more boldness. Amen? I had a little experience with power of attorney. My dad had a stroke in 2004. And it pretty much debilitated him, you know, to take him out of work and things. And not a pretty sight, but praise God he's saved. Hallelujah. And he's going to heaven. And let me tell you something about heaven. Heaven's going to wipe away all the bad things that happened down here. You know, there's certain things why I can't get my dad healed, you know, in things the way he's taught and believed and things like that. And things God has spoken in my heart in private. But and so he suffers that way, but... you know, even if he does another 20 years on this earth, when we're on our 20th million year up there, it's not going to matter. Amen. And I just keep my mind there. Praise God. Hallelujah. When he gets discouraged, I tell him, Dad, someday. I try to tell him he could have it now, but I don't want to get into all that. But anyways, praise God. The name of Jesus. And so when he had a stroke, my sister and I kind of became his caretaker. And actually, we lived with him for a while and took care of him until he would go to a... You know, he's in a nursing home now. But we got power of attorney for his name. Now, that means that I can take a check that says Paul Anderson on it. And I didn't do this with his money, but I could go to, with his check, with his name on it, I could legally walk into a place. Well, I like Cabela's. That's a good place. I mean, if you've ever been there, you should go. Go to the one in West Virginia. It's the best one, I'm telling you. They got the Whitetail Museum there. You want to go to the Whitetail one. It's awesome. And because I've been to a couple other ones, and they weren't as good as the West Virginia. But anyways, I could go to Cabela's and take my dad's check with stuff that he doesn't need, that he has no business being in that store, and I can go on a shopping spree and know how much is in that account, and I can go to the register, and I can pay for that. And they can even ask me for ID. And my ID will say Michael Anderson. And I can pay for that and show them my power of attorney papers, and they can't dispute that. So I can, if I was going to go on a shopping spree with my dad's money, I could take advantage of it to the extent of what's in the account. right? What's Backe's name? Now, if I was power of attorney for Donald Trump, woo, things would be a little different, wouldn't they? Or, you know, it depends on what's behind the name. Well, it's the same thing. And this lawyer said, if language means anything, Jesus gave us the power of attorney. Now, when you're acting as power of attorney for someone, you're acting on behalf of what they have. Amen?
Yeah.
I can write checks for my dad for his stuff. I could do it for other things too, with his name on it, and it would be fully legal. And so we need to find out what's backing the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
Before we do that, though, I think we should go to Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. Acts chapter 3 and verse 16. If Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name. Well, we know a little bit about faith around here. That the Bible tells us in James that let a man ask in faith. For he that doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Let that man not receive anything of the Lord. So we don't just come and ask in the name of Jesus. We have to come and ask in the name of Jesus in faith. Well, in Acts chapter 3, in verse 16, let me get to the right place here. This is after Peter and John healed the lame man that was laid at the gate Beautiful, and people are in awe and wonder what in the world just happened. Well, verse 16 tells us, it says, it was his name, the name of Jesus. But not just the name being used, right? It's not just throwing out the name. Well, I need money, so in the name of Jesus, money come. Well, that can work if it's not just the name. It's Acts 3:16 says his name through faith in his name. Well, how can you have faith in the name of Jesus if you don't know anything about what's backing the name of Jesus? So that's where we left off, because if the Lord says the way we're going to receive whatsoever we ask is through the name, but we have to have faith when we ask, well, faith is always based on knowledge.
Yes.
Always. The foundation of faith is knowledge. The birthplace of faith is knowledge, right? Go with me real quick. I want to show you this. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. And this is the confidence. This is the assurity. This is the assurance that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So we can have confidence in him hearing us when we ask according to his will. Well, how can you ask according to his will if you don't know his will? You can't know his will. You've got to have knowledge of his will. Well, when you have knowledge of his will, it leads to confidence. It leads to being assured. And if we know, verse 15, he hears us whatsoever we ask. We know that we have the petitions we desired of him. So John 16:23 gives us an amazing, I mean, if we really meditate on that, he said, whatsoever you ask.
Yeah.
Whatsoever you ask. In the name, he said, you'll have it. But we also know that it's not just the name, because the Bible, so you got to take the whole word. James 1 says that when we ask, we must ask in faith. And it's faith in the name. Well, you can't have faith in something without knowledge of something. So are you ready to look at something about Jesus? What's in that name? When you come to him for sickness and disease or something in your life, financially or for your family, or you're praying over your kids, or you're standing up here in the line, and Pastor Mike says, in the name. See, I know when I say in the name, what's coming after that. Amen. I know what follows that. Are you just, so when you come up here, it will raise the level of expectation. It will raise the level of what you're praying. It will raise your faith level. So let's go to Matthew 28 and verse 18 real quick. Matthew 28 and verse 18. So Jesus said, in my name you can ask. Well, what's power of attorney? You're acting on behalf of somebody else. Jesus is telling us to act on behalf of him. Well, what did his name represent on the earth? Well, You could look at the life and ministry of Jesus and know how you can progress and how to use that name and what can come from using that name. But in Matthew 28, verse 18, look what it says. Jesus came and spoke unto them and saying, all power. Now that word power, actually translated in the Greek, is the Greek word exousia, which does not translate power, it translates authority. The word power in the Greek is actually the Greek word dunamis. So what Jesus said is, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. So what is behind the name? What's in the account of the name? Only all authority. That's pretty good. All authority. But see, here's the difference. If Peter and John would have just said, in the name of Jesus, be healed, or rise up and walk, take up your bed and walk, with no faith in what they're saying, it wouldn't have worked. Because it's not just the name. It's faith in the name. You could take that verse in relation to what we're teaching on tonight, and you could meditate on that over and over and over again, and get such a rising up on the inside of you of what that name actually is. That when Pastor Mike says, and you agree with me in prayer, in the name of Jesus, well, we know something about Jesus. He had authority over sickness. So when you say in the name of Jesus, sickness, you must go, there's some power behind that. That's, let's be honest, if we could be real. Can we be real here tonight? Amen. How many times, because I'm telling myself and say, this has been the case for me. How many times have you confessed or said things seemingly in faith when in reality you know in your heart of hearts you're just hoping? Come on. I've done it. Have you? Where you pray or you come up maybe for healing or released faith for something, and really, you walk away thinking, I sure hope that works. I sure hope that happens. That's not faith. But can you imagine if you got it on the inside of you that when you finish, that number one, he says, anything in my name. So anything is anything in your life. And that you finish that with, in the name of Jesus, you realize, wow, that was sealed with, that's as good as if Jesus said it. When I write a check from Paul Anderson's account, it's just as good as Paul Anderson writing that check. And Jesus said, use my name. Well, what's his name? Only all authority in heaven and earth. Well, Jesus had authority over poverty. Jesus had authority over sickness. Jesus had authority over disease and tormenting thoughts and emotions and things. He did. But a lot of people don't have the faith in that name. They don't really know much about the name. They just know we're taught as kids or growing up, you know, when you get into church, that we finish prayers in Jesus' name. But why do we finish prayers in Jesus' name? Because he seals the deal. Amen. Because it comes through his name. Praise God. Go to Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Verse 15 tells you to go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16 says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. What's the next three words? In my name. Now see, if you would get a revelation of in my name, you would do more of Mark chapter 16. Because you know why a lot of times in your workplaces and with family members, people are sick and something rose up on the inside and says, you have the answer. You could do something about it. And a lot of times the reason why you don't, out of fear and worry, is because you don't have enough confidence in that name. Enough faith in the name. Because you get into your own self, into your own ideas and your own abilities. Thinking, well, this is, because you know you can't do it. In my name, they shall cast out devils. I remember, I think Jake, you were with me, that gentleman in Olean that night. I mean, he came and he was like soaking wet and he was just troubled. You could tell he was real troubled. And this is when we were in the hotel and He told me, he's like, I got a devil. That's what he said, you know, paraphrasing. I'm being tormented and troubled by a devil. And, you know, when you encounter that stuff, I'm just going to be honest with you, your flesh, in the natural man, it's you don't experience that all the time. You're taken back by that kind of stuff. And when that happened, you know, instantly in your flesh and stuff, but you got to learn to get out of your flesh and into your heart. And instantly out of my spirit rose up, and in my name you shall cast out devils. So I knew that I didn't have to deal with this gentleman based on my abilities or what I had to offer him. I'm going to write a check from someone else's account. That in my account I can't back this up, but in this account we can do it. Amen. And so we were able to minister to him, and you know, he came real tense and real nervous, and there wasn't like any sound come out of him, or you know, but in the, I laid hands on him. First I explained to him, you know, I can do this in the name of Jesus' work. I first asked him, you want this thing gone, right? I mean, that's why you're coming. Yes, I want this thing gone. Because if people want a devil, the devil will stay. And I said, you want this thing gone? Yeah, I want this thing gone. I said, okay, well, when I do this, it's going to come out of you, because Jesus said in his name, you'll cast out devils. And I said, when that happens, you know, I gave him all a whole spiel about got to renew his mind, get planted in a church, and just so happened to be, he was visiting. He only lived 20 minutes from Pastor Nancy's church. All the hotels he could have stayed at, and only in, he stayed at the one that has a devil casting out preacher. And who can hook him up with the baddest in the land. She is, isn't she? You should have seen when I was saying, she was like looking at me cross-eyed, like, what are you about to say? And explain to her, you know, what that meant. That's good. Remember Michael Jackson said, I'm bad. He wasn't saying he's a bad, but he's saying, not, I'm bad. I'm good, you know? Hallelujah. And so I was able to minister to him, you know, and cast it in the name of Jesus. You come out of him. Well, nothing happened naturally, except for he did calm down. You know, he wasn't as tense. He was a lot easier to talk to. Well, he didn't have that influence in his life anymore. Yeah. Amen. Now, whether or not he followed that up, I've never seen him out there. I hope he planted somewhere else, you know, anyways. But it was in the name of Jesus. And the only reason that I would even think to have the gumption to do that is because of having faith in that name. Amen. Realize that I'm not writing checks based on my account. Yeah, let me just say this about this portion of Scripture. This is not for ministers. He didn't say these signs shall follow the preachers that stand behind pulpits and have churches or have TV ministries. He said these signs will follow the ones that will believe it. You ought to have your own devil casted out ministry. He said they shall speak with new tongues. Of course, that's in the name of Jesus, we can do that. Verse 18, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. The name of Jesus brings protection. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. That's what, you're to have a healing ministry, a devil casting out ministry, a tongues ministry. I mean, amen. Hallelujah. I remember, I've told this story before, but you know, I like to tell you stories about my life, because I don't know if people think you're a pastor and you just wake up feeling superhuman and you know, God talks to you in a different way. No, I got to use faith. I still got to put my mind under, my flesh under, things like that. Amen? And I was working out at JCC, and this was years ago before I was in ministry. But I was training under Pastor Michael, you know, a man of the word and spirit. And I was working out at JCC, and there was an older gentleman there that took a liking to me. He was very friendly. His name was Bob, and he was there every day faithfully, you know. And one day I come in, and they're talking at the front desk when I'm signing in about how, you know, Bob wasn't there today. I take that back. Bob came up to me. That was after. Bob came up to me while we were working out and told me about the test that he had to have, and that he was not feeling well and stuff, and that he had to go get tests done. We went and had tests done, was about to have the test done, and they were saying, this is what it looks like you have and all these symptoms and everything. And when he told me that, working out, you know, instantly this portion of Scripture came up in my heart. I don't know about you, but I just like to be a doer of the Bible. I'm just one of those weirdos that actually do this stuff. I was responsible in the Jamestown church for I don't know how many people getting them to church who are there now faithfully. Why? Because I actually told people about my church. I actually invited people to church and not worried about if Pastor Tim was going to preach on tongues. Not worried if somebody was going to go for a run. Not worried if they would say no to me. Most people do say no to you. But that, just keep going, keep going. Amen. I'm serious. There are people there now that are so faithful and a blessing to Pastor Tim and bring a supply. And the only reason they're there is because I opened my mouth. Amen. And there are a lot of people there that are there that other people open their mouth. We need to open our mouth around here. Amen. It's just true. I'm not trying to be mean or condemn you, but we have a ministry. We have a circle of influence that, you know, if you're coming here on a Wednesday night, I'm assuming you like this place. I usually don't go places I don't like, unless I'm forced to go, you know. Nobody forced you to come here tonight. We need to do these things, people. Go preach the gospel. Lay hands on the sick. And so Bob's telling me that, and this verse comes up in my heart. So now I got something to do. Either do the word or don't do the word. Give into my flesh and my emotions or not. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. Naturally, in my mind and my flesh, I was scared to death, you know. I was nervous. But in my spirit, in my name. When I lay hands on Bob, it's not me. That's why I don't worry if people get instantaneous results or feel anything, because I'm not the healer anyways. I can't heal anybody. I've never healed anyone. Amen. Jesus has, through my hands. Some of you laid hands on people and has healed through your hands. And so I said to Bob, I just pulled him off the side. I said, Bob, I said, I don't know what you believe or what you think. I said, but the Bible says that if I lay hands on you in the name of Jesus, you have to get better. You know, it rose up in my heart. I said, Bob, would it be okay if I prayed for you? And he said, yeah. I said, wow. He said, yes, you know. How many people would actually say yes if we'd open our mouths? How many times has fear kept us from opening our mouths? And somebody, I'm so thankful. Back when I was suffering in 2001 on a Allegheny Cattaraugus baseball team league that I was in, that Reverend Randy Nelbone happened to be on that team somehow. We were on the same team. And he opened his mouth and told me about Jesus. Every other word out of my mouth was a cuss word. It didn't stop him. I was depressed and angry. I screwed around on the team and just, you know, he said that's one of the reasons he took a liking to me is because he saw me screwing around one day. He said, man, this guy's just like me. I was messing around, you know, and people on the bench and stuff and just having fun. But still, I was always depressed and cussing and things, and he didn't get on me about it. But he opened his mouth and told, what if he had never said anything to me about Jesus? And amen. Praise God. I didn't mean to talk about all that, but I guess we needed to hear it. Amen. So I laid hands on Bob in the name of Jesus. But when I did that, I knew this isn't me. This is Jesus working through me. Jesus on the earth, remember, went around healing people. You know the only way Jesus can go around the earth healing people now, even though that's his desire? Is through us. Now, he should be able to do it in a much higher volume and quantity and get more done, because it's not just one of him. There's lots of hymns in all of you. But if we're not doing the work of Jesus, it's going undone. Amen. Well, Pastor, I'll just leave it up to you. Yeah, but I don't get to your grocery store. I don't get to your jobs and your family get-togethers. I can't get there. Amen. But you can. But see, if you have confidence in the name, he said, in my name if you do this. It's not the confidence in your hands. It's not the confidence in your ability. It's the confidence in the name. That's what we're trying to tell you, is there's confidence. Got to have confidence in the name. Well, what's the name? All authority. All authority. Praise God. So I laid hands on Bob, you know, as a non-pastor. I wasn't a pastor. And I come the next day to, well, it was a couple of days later, I guess it would have been, because he had to find out. And I walk in and I'm signing in, and they're all talking about Bob at the front desk. And they're saying, did you see Bob? Talk to him? He said, basically talking about how every symptom left his body and everything they said is gone now. He doesn't have to do those tests. And it's just amazing. They can't figure it out. And I'm smiling as I'm signing in. And by the way, I'm getting prideful over that because I didn't heal him. Jesus did. But I will say this, it does take people to step up. Amen? It does take people to step up. And so I went and it was true. Bob's, I feel great. It's all gone. Praise God. He didn't say that. I said that. I tried to get him saved. He didn't want it. That's the crazy part of that story is he did not want to get born again, which I can't figure it out. You'd think you'd want to get born again after that. Because this was from Jesus, not me. Maybe he thought I was a witch doctor or something. Healed his body. I don't know, but he didn't want him. He didn't want Jesus, but Jesus healed him anyways. How merciful. How merciful. Praise God. Go with me to Acts chapter 4. Let's see where I want to go here. I might tell you to switch that up. Acts chapter 4 and verse 30. This is them asking, praying to God, stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done, what? By the name. So the name has all authority behind it on earth and in heaven. The name has demon casting out abilities behind it. The name has healing abilities behind it. And now the Bible says that the name has, what's in the account? Only signs and wonders. Some of, we're believing signs and wonders in our church, in the ministry, but some of us need signs and wonders in our lives. Well, the name, there's an account in that name. Well, I need a sign and a wonder. I need a miracle. Hallelujah. Of course, miracles, signs, and wonders would be included in that in other places. Go to Acts 16 and verse 18. Acts 16 and verse 18. I know it's a little different flow, but this is the stuff right here that if you'll take home and study it, see, then when you finish your prayer in the name of Jesus, what's going to come over your heart is there's signs and wonders in that account. There's healing in that. See, when I lay hands on people up here and I'm confident about it, I've meditated, put it in me. I know that I'm not doing it on my own account. It's the name. It's the name. The name has power behind it. Yeah. This means something. Amen. Amen. Acts 16 and verse 18. This is talking about a girl that was demon-possessed and was bothering Paul in his ministry. And she did this many days, did what bothered him, is what, if you go back and study it. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus to come out of her. And he came out of her that same hour. Now think about that. The devil came out of her when Paul used the name. Well, what's that tell us? That the name has authority over the devil. Over anything the devil would try to bring to you. The name has authority over that. Praise God. Go to Romans 10 and verse 13. Romans 10 and verse 13. That name of Jesus. You hear of ministers. I've heard of testimonies of Smith Wigglesworth being in a situation where a great sign and wonder needed to be done. He just kept saying the name, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. What's he doing? Summoning that account. Yes. Knowing what's behind that name. Praise God. Romans 10 and verse 13 says, for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jump real quick to Acts 4 and verse 12 and remember that verse. Whosoever call the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, what is saved? Saved is going from being in the kingdom of darkness, bound by him, to chains being free and being saved and set free and going to heaven. That name busts the chains off of what the devil has on people. Amen. Now, we know not only salvation, but this is what I want you to see. So if the name has the power to, when somebody's on their way to hell, the devil has power over them. They're in the devil's kingdom. The Bible says through Jesus we've been translated from his kingdom into the kingdom of light, from the devil's kingdom to God's kingdom. So this is what I'm trying to get the revelation of the light to go off to you right now, is that if this name has all that, and if this name can break the bondage, go back to Romans 10, verse 13. If this name can break bondage of the devil when it comes to salvation, and if that name of Jesus can release you from the throes of the enemy and from his grip, it's not just salvation that the name will work for. He says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, that word saved in the Greek, we've talked about before, is the word S-O-Z-O, sozo, which means a complete or a whole, to make whole. Well, to make whole, to preserve, to heal, is what it's talking about. What's he saying? Now remember, you say, Pastor, you're stretching this. No. So what I'm saying to you right now, what you might say, or the devil might give you a thought, you're stretching it. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. We think of that as born again and going to heaven, and that's true. It applies. But if you're sick, and you call on the name and have faith in that name can save you from that sickness. If you're broke, and you call on that name, according to this verse, and have faith in that name, it can save you from your brokenness. You say, Pastor, that's a salvation scripture. Yes, but remember, he already told us in John 16, whatsoever you ask in my name, it'll come to pass. The name has saving ability. Save you from what? Whatever trouble you're in. If it's depression, if it's fear, if it's anxiety, that name can break that thing. Can save you from that thing. Aren't you glad? But again, it's important to recognize, it's not just throwing the name out casually. It's when you say it having faith in saying it. And how do you know if you have faith? You walk away convinced that it is changing. Right? Remember, water bottle dropping faith, right? You know that water bottle's going to hit the ground. You know it. You know this, the sun's going to rise, faith. You know it is. You go to bed in the dark tonight knowing that at some point tomorrow it's not going to be dark anymore. You didn't see it happen yet. Sun's never risen on December 6th of 2018. It's never risen before on that day. But yet you know it's going to happen. You're confident about it. That's what faith is. So when you say, in the name of Jesus, if you have faith in that name, you'll know. That sealed the deal. Game over. That's why the word amen means so be it. In Jesus' name, it be done. In Jesus' name, so be it. Because I did it in his name and have faith in his name. Praise God. How could Peter and John be so bold in Acts chapter 3 to the gate beautiful to tell a man that's been lame since birth, who's looking at them for money, and he says, silver and gold, I don't have any of that with me right now, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up. How can you be so bold to somebody that's been sick? That's called faith in the name. Now remember this, if there's an account with all this backing it, signs and wonders, healing power, prosperity, deliverance, chain breaking in the account, and faith is how you make withdrawals from that account, each Christian is going to have a different level of value in that power of attorney. And the value of that's going to increase based on your faith. When you would understand, if you would get a revelation in a, see, some people will just hear, I don't just mean in here, I mean just in general as Christians, will hear this message one time, ooh, that was good, Pastor Mike, and walk out and not do anything with that name, and they'll stay at the level they're in. And some will go home and say, wow, signs and wonders, and get in to meditate in the Word. All authority's been given to Jesus. And something, by hearing and hearing the Word, something will rise up on the inside of you. Then when you have to summon that name, you're drawn from a bigger account than a lot of people when they say. See, some people when they say the name of Jesus, they're just drawn from a little bit. Why? Because faith is how you make that withdrawal. Even though the name has Because your mouth is how you write the checks. And some people don't have faith back in that, and they're just writing little checks. Amen. Go to Philippians chapter 2. Are you ready to hear something that's going to just shock the living heck right out of you?
Yes.
Now, you're all excited to hear this and thinking it's something scriptural. It's not. Something carnal. Are you ready for what I'm about to say?
Yes.
I'm almost done. Does anybody fall over? Sorry. Philippians chapter 2. In verse 9, it's about having faith in the name. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him, Jesus, and gave him a name. What's in that name? Only a name which is above every name. So when you're saying to the Father and going to him in a need, and you're asking for something, you're sealing that prayer within the name of Jesus, right? What if you go with the revelation that whatever you're asking for is so far beneath the account? It's like this. It's like you have the power of attorney of Donald Trump's name and you're going to buy a pack of gum. There's so much more in the account compared to the need. That's what I'm saying. Jesus' name is above, far above, highly exalted, above any other name. So as big as the sickness, the addiction, the bonds, the depression, the fear, the anxiety, the stress, the poverty, as big as they are a pack of gum compared to what the name is. Say, what do you mean a pack of gum? Remember, we're talking about Donald Trump. A pack of gum. It was a pack of gum, like, buck? I don't even know. And the name, $3-4 maybe? If you buy the, I like the, who cares what I like? You don't need to know. Don't try to, trying to manipulate you into buying me gum. By telling you what I like. No. But you know what I'm saying? Donald Trump has millions of, I don't know, maybe he's a billionaire, I don't know, but then he, go to buy a pack of gum. Well, there's way more in that account. That account covers that. So easy. But our things have been so big. That name is big. That name, that depression, that thing are so big. It's not bigger than the name. The name's so far above it. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 19, it says, "What I want you to know what the exceeding greatness of His power towards us, towards who believe according to the work of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places far above." Now remember, because I said far above, not a little, far above. All principality, power, might, and dominion, that's the devil. And here it is. And every name that is named. See, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Yeah, but Jesus gave you the authority to operate as Him. That's what you need to get a revelation of. That Jesus gave you the authority to operate as Him. Until you get that revelation, you won't go out in your own life. You won't operate as He did. He never cowered away. He never got nervous. He knew what was in the account. The only time you're nervous when you go to pay for something is if you don't know if the money's in there. It's the truth. Amen. If someone gave you a gift card and said, "Go, here's a gift card to Cabela's," and they gave you a cart with a gift card, well, you wouldn't know how much you could put in there. They didn't tell you the amount. And then when you go, you have all that, "Well, I want this, I got a gift card." Get lots of stuff, they say. That's all I say. Get lots of stuff. And you put lots of stuff, then you go up to the counter. Well, I'm going to be a little nervous that there's not enough to pay for all this. But if I know the gift card's got $10,000 and I can go through, I'm confident when I go up there. Well, a lot of times we're not confident because we don't fully know what's in that name. Let me say it one last time and we'll close with this. How does it change things? First of all, in John 16:23, whatsoever, let's finish on that verse, John 16:23, and let's look at it again now, knowing what we know. He gave you the right to write checks in His name. When I'm laying hands on somebody and saying, in the name of Jesus, I'm writing a check based on someone else because I don't have it in my account. How can I confidently stand here and be at things going in the name of Jesus when I can't heal myself because I'm operating as somebody else under what somebody else has in their account? So how does that change thing in John? John is still after Luke. I just found that out. John 16:23. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. How does that change things, knowing that the name we're asking in is a name not based on what we have, but is a name that has all authority over heaven and earth, all authority over sickness, all authority over the devil, all authority over poverty and disease, and highest name there ever was. How does that change things? Changes things. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to just encourage you what to do with this. You need to go home and study the name of Jesus and get it in you. Why? Because faith doesn't come by hearing it one time. The principles of faith, they come by having heard, hearing and hearing. That's why Joshua 1:8 says, the more you meditate in the Word, the more success you have. Why? The more you meditate in the Word, the more faith builds up. That's why Psalms 1 says, the more you meditate in the Word, day and night, the more you'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water and you'll prosper wherever you go. Amen. Why? Because the more you hear the Word, the more faith grows. Amen. You got to get a revelation that when you ask in His name, you're asking based on the account that has unlimited resources and availability to you. Amen? Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the Word tonight. We praise the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. We're so grateful, so thankful for that name. Now, Father, I can't do this for the people. I did my part. Pointed out what's in that name, what's available to them. But, Father, I pray they'd get a revelation of it. That, Father, they'd go further with it. Because Jesus, when you spoke, demons listened. When you spoke, poverty changed. When you spoke, sickness changed. And you said that we're to operate in that same way, but it's going to take faith in that name for us to be bold, for us to be confident, for us to actually write big checks with what is available in the account. It's going to take faith. Oh, Lord, I pray that they would get a revelation of the name. And, Father, I pray for myself, Lord. I certainly, maybe they have a bigger revelation than I do. I don't know, but I pray for a bigger revelation of myself, Lord, that the eyes of my understanding would be enlightened. Lord, you'd help me to know in the name, in the name, in the name, the name, the power in the name. That's why we sing that. There's power in the name. There's healing in the name. What's the name? The name is the account. There's healing in that account. There's chain-breaking power in that account. There's prosperity in that account. Hallelujah. There's freedom in that account. There's help in that account. What's freedom? Deliverance is freedom. There's freedom. There's deliverance in that account. If you get a revelation on it. We thank you, Father, for the name. Let's just praise Him for the name. Lord, we bless you and magnify you. We honor you and glorify you. We love you tonight. We praise you and bless your name. Lord Jesus, is there anything else? Is there anything else tonight that you want to say? That you want to say? Anything else that you want to say? Let's just take a minute and pray in the Spirit and see if there's anything else. Sometimes if I don't get an immediate release, I like to check in and see. And I didn't have an immediate release in my spirit. Entelemetos odra mahaye tus kunta la se tete. Rete moto consombrongo mahate te se tete. Eromota nascate scotro mahar se tete. Denomoto da sadrende sembengo tonun sondra mahaye tata. Ieta satoko. Rete mescoto lo somata che te. Ebrana se me cutora saeta. Etre vetomo sotlan nascete te, leto sondronda nasande kentesco, vranda skento so contar se tesco trosata, estataro no sonda nate, eto socun no sande le tesete, late, late, ta son tromata sitata, veto mata etrancata sete, Freto sotro momoto sotro potosa. Esa tasca tata. Oh, sati, ok. Yeah, nasa te se toko sotro. Nasa te se te. Yeah. I speak in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ to that spirit that is hindering and keeping people from this place. Lord just revealed to me that there is a demon that is hindering, and so let's get in agreement with what I say right now. In the name of Jesus, devil, you take your hands off this place. We command that spirit that is hindering people from coming to this place of help. We command you to go and to go now in the name of Jesus. Now, angels, you go forth and you cause people to be supernaturally drawn to and blessed in this church. We command this place to grow. We command this place to increase. We command these seats to be filled. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Father. It will come to pass. And people will see the power of the name as new people start filling the seats. As growth starts to happen. Now, it is important to know as a congregation that sheep begot sheep. Or beget sheep. And so part of this may be that the Spirit of God at times might prompt you to talk to some people or to open up or to step out or to do something that would cause that. Now, I believe just the presence of us being here and that Spirit being removed will cause it to grow, but God also will use people as well. So be open to being used by Him. And know now, though, that that harassing demon holding things back is going to help you have better success. Amen. At getting people here too. Didn't expect to do that, but as I was praying, it was revealed, as I saw it, it was like almost like a blanket or like a ceiling being put on it by that demon. That thing's gone now. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you tonight. Oh, my goodness, Lord. Oh, just worship you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That is so precious. Oh, thank you, Lord. So thought. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know why it's important to be sensitive in your spirit? Because I'm usually not done at 7:30 on a Wednesday, and I'll just be honest with you, just tell you the truth. In my flesh and my mind, I was like, this is cool, you know, it's snowing outside, and it'd be good for the people just to get out of here, and I just wanted to close service, but by being sensitive to the Spirit, I couldn't shut down the service. And so I've known that if I don't know what's there, we got to find out what's there. And then by going out of my flesh and getting out of my flesh and what my mind wanted to do, we get into the Spirit, and the Lord reveals that. And now we take authority over that thing, and now we get people on board, and it's going to change the church. Amen. Amen. Always be open and willing to hear from him and what he's saying. Amen?
Amen?
You never know what it could lead to. I never in a million years would have thought I would see that and deal with that. Thank you. And thank you all for your help and your hunger. We thank you, Jesus. We love you. Lord, tonight is a night of change. Praise God. Tonight is a night of change. We say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love that name. Oh, that name. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you and bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said,
amen.
Amen. I love you and appreciate you. Don't forget, Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, you are dismissed. I have an appointment.
Or change your mind. All that you say is what you do. All that you promise, you're seeing through. So we wait on you, Lord, and we rise to your voice. The shout of the King, the Son of God, your presence now here with us. The sound. Your presence now.